This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the 2-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Wild Alaskan Company, healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25. Liquid Web, one of the top hosting providers around. Save 55% off hosting for 3 months with code BIGFOOT. Ice Barrel, cold therapy. Training tool that offers an easy way to bring ice baths to your routine. Save $125 off with code MMA Nuts. Defense Soap, everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMA Nuts to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 663. My name is Igor Weigel.
Matt Groth, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, walking line between serious and ridiculous. What are you drinking over there? You want Zevia's?
No, a little Kirkland sparkling water.
Oh, fancy. Oh,
I should cover up the logo. A little sparkling water.
Definitely not the Kirkland brand. Wink, wink.
No, we are not sponsored by Kirkland yet. But next week, different story.
You never know. Every week is something new.
Or we could be sponsored by Kirkland, and that's the shtick. It's like we're going to tell people every week how we're not sponsored by Kirkland.
That's right. I've seen that happen to some comedians on podcasts. They're drinking a certain beer, and then a month later, they're sponsored by that certain beer. It's kind of weird. But again, if you're on Rogan and talking the nonsense, it's kind of a big show. Gonna get free advertising, you know. So you have no cicadas. I am swarmed by cicadas.
I've got
these people
now. Well, we had one. That's it.
You had one.
I saw one.
They're everywhere. I hope they die. Horrible deaths. They keep landing on me. I feel like it's a plague. I don't know. There might be passing leprosy. Can you get that from
the cicadas? That's
possible. I feel like something they should be carrying. Is this like the...
I mean, of course, it's got to be leprosy. Like, one of the worst is...
I don't know. It just sounds fun, right?
What the fuck? I got a colleague who worked in... He's from Brazil, and he told me stories about that shit, where he worked in some church where there were, like, lepers living there. Oh, it's like, really? It's really crazy. Like, people's, like, limbs just start... Fingers, hands just, like, start falling off. It's really weird.
Sounds pretty fucking epic, man.
It looks super deformed.
I don't want any part of it.
No thanks.
Let's just move along.
God, the human condition. I tell you.
Yeah, it's wild, right? Let's start with a little preview for UFC 302. We finally have a semi-decent card.
Okay.
I can share a screen here. It's Islam Makhachev and Dustin Poirier for the title, light heavyweight. Sorry, light weight. I wish it was light heavyweight.
Like, whoa, that's aggressive.
These guys are bulking up, man. I'm fucking around. They have Sean Strickland and Paulo Costa in a 5-round co-main event, which is interesting. And I'm just gonna scroll through. You guys can read as I scroll down. But Mickey Gall. Making an appearance, right?
Yeah, he's down in there. And then go back.
Yep,
how do you say this guy's name?
Which one?
All the way at the bottom. Niam Jargralal Tumen Demen.
I think it's like an office space. Not going to be in the UFC very long.
It's from Mongolia. That is a mouthful. Niam Jargal Tumen Demberel.
Yeah, that's about right. It's no picture.
I hope he wins so we can see his picture next time.
Yeah. You got to prove yourself. First fight in, no picture.
Something
like that. So. Yes. I don't know, Islam Makhachev and Dustin Poirier. So there's a weird stat that I'll start with. There's a Paulo Costa curse. So someone put this out. They said anytime, whenever Paulo Costa fights on the card, whoever is in the title fight loses. Like whoever holds the title, the champion loses their belt. And it's happened 8 times. 8 times he's been on a card, times the champion has lost. So there's a little going for Poirier. And then the thing that concerns me about Poirier is he's thinking about retirement. So I always have this challenge. He's like, kind of on the fence right now. Mm-hmm. This is Poya talking. Yeah, win, lose, I don't know what I'm going to do. So once that thought gets in their head, I get worried about, like, how much are you fucking focusing on this fight? Because you're sounding, you're half in and you're half out. So maybe those two stats cancel each other out. I don't know. Who do you like?
Yeah, I was torn on this one. Big Poirier fan. Yeah. I just think the age is a couple of fact. I mean, the age is a factor. You know, the his ability to stop the takedowns. I think it comes down to two things. And number one, he's got to get Makhachev moving backwards with the stand up. Number two, he's got to avoid the takedown. I think if he can do that, I think Poirier's got a shot. And I think that shot comes via some sort of KO, like early second round, middle second round. I think if it goes later, that once the takedowns are going to come, and that's when you have a problem, I think. So, but I got to pick Poirier. I disagree. I think I know his head's in outer space, but I think mm-hmm. his heart, I think he's a warrior, and I think he's going to show up. He's going to go banging. It's just the question is, can he stop that takedown? Because if he can't, I think it's big trouble. So,
well, then I think he just does his what his shirt and his life motto is don't be silly, jump the ghillie. A guillotine win. But I think I'm with you. I think he wins by a second round KO.
Ooh. Uh-oh. We're both predicting the same thing. That's bad.
Where's my magic eight ball? Is he around? I'll counter this. But a lot of fighters are picking Poirier to win also. It's kind of weird.
I think the matchup, it's interesting. It could be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it should be a hell of a fight. Mm-hmm. It's just scrambly, too. Like, when he tries to go for the takedown. And if, because I've almost, I don't know where I heard it, but it was like, Makhachev thinks he can stand and bang it out and not try to go for a takedown, which seems ridiculous.
That's a stupid game plan. Maybe he's saying that just to get him thinking, right?
Right.
I don't know. But that's a stupid game plan. Shouldn't do it. Not a fan of it. If you're
I'm a fan of it if he wants to try. Like, go ahead. But even the odds on that fight are crazy because they have Makhachev is -470 and Poirier +360. So Poirier is a huge underdog.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird.
He is. I think he's just feeling good about that KO play he suffered back, was it October? Whenever that was, the Gaethje loss.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a different July, animal. You can't.
2023.
Yeah, last year, I should say. Felt like fall, but I guess it was summer. That's a different animal. Like, you can't. Gaethje's on a different planet when it comes to striking.
Yeah.
You know? So, no. That Makhachev. I mean, go with the game plan. I like it for our boy Poirier to be successful with said game plan. So,
yeah, the game plan is win and then figure out his life. And then the other fight with Strickland and Costa, mm-hmm. I think that's a tough fight for Costa. Like, gutting five rounds out of Sean Strickland, who's just going to put a pace on you.
Yeah. Strickland likes to work that jab, you know?
And just pressure. I like what Costa has to do is make Strickland go backwards.
Make it a brawl.
Right.
Can't let him
dictate the pace, but like over five rounds, like, I favor Strickland to win. So are you on the same with that? Or?
Yeah, I don't see a reality where Costa wins this fight. I really don't, unless he gets lucky early on again in some way. But no. I'm not a fan of this. I don't like him. Sorry.
That's all right. It's okay. Like, I don't like Poirier.
I got beef. I got beef with him for some reason. I don't know why. I like Poirier a lot.
Good.
I just don't like Costa. Not a fan of his.
Perfect. I love it. We have beefs with people. I don't even know why sometimes. Like, I just don't like this guy.
I would run into this guy and be like, why you don't like me? I'm like, I don't know. I can't explain it.
It's just your fucking face or something.
I like you less because you're being all aggro. Go back over there. Leave me alone.
You're too close.
Oh, man.
Anyway, speaking of which, let's do a little sponsor action here.
Yeah, I was going to say, good move. Today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. You just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Seriously, it's fun. Prize Picks is really simple to play. You can make picks and submit entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what makes Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app.
That's right. And this weekend is UFC 302. So for my two players, or fighters in this case, I picked Dustin Poirier to have more than 25.5 significant strikes in his fight against Islam Makhachev.
Nice.
And then I also picked Sean Strickland to have more than 21.5 minutes of fight time against Paulo Costa. So it's varied to use on the app, and, you know, we'll see the results next week. Nice. How everything worked out. So download the app today and use code MMA Nuts for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code MMA Nuts for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. And we're also sponsored by Chubbies. Skies out, thighs out. Summer is right around the corner, and our friends at Chubbies are bringing the good vibrations. Thank you. Chubbies is a lifestyle apparel brand that makes every moment feel like a vacation. Ooh. They say fashion is an expression of one's character, so why not let the world know you're down for a good time?
And Chubbies offers a variety of high-quality men's apparel, from super stretchy shorts and swim trunks in three short inseam lengths to pants, polos, and button-down shirts for when you need to hit up your fave weekend brunch spot. Embrace the spirit of endless summer with Chubbies, the ultimate destination for bold, vibrant, and outrageously comfortable clothing.
That's what it's all about. If it's outrageously comfortable, I'm in.
Me too. For a limited time, Chubbies is giving our viewers and listeners 20% off your order with our exclusive code. Use code MMA at chubbiesshorts.com.
That's right. And I've been wearing their classic lime swim trunks. You heard me, lined swim trunks when I go swimming, and I'm loving the stretchy fabric. And go, and they have built-in boxer brief liner. That's nice.
That's awesome.
So whether you're getting dressed for your workday workout or weekend getaway, Chubbies has you covered. For a limited time, Chubbies is giving our viewers 20% off your order with our code MMA at chubbieshorts.com. That's code MMA at chubbieshorts.com. Support our show and tell them we sent you. Don't blend in with the crowd. Stand out with Chubbies.
Nice. I'm on their website. They got some nice shit. They have overalls too.
Holy See, God. I need to get my farming in.
There you go.
Do a lot of work outside. And this episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Let's talk about sex, guys. Remember the days when you're always ready to go. Now you can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in the bed, bedrooms, maybe in the trunk of your car, wherever you want to throw down. Listen up, BlueChew.com.
And just remember, Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra, but in chewable tablets at a fraction of the cost. Process is simple. Sign up at BlueChew.com. Consult with one of their licensed medical providers. Once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. Best part? It's all done on the internet. No weird doctor office visits or strange conversations, and no waiting line at the pharmacy. Just get it all on the internet. It's amazing and made in the USA.
That's right, USA. No cocks on the package. This is a cock-free zone.
Oh, you're not going to let that go.
Now. They got 3 more weeks on that one. So okay. Blue Chew wants to help you have better sex. Losing my throat voice. Discover your options at BlueChew.com. Chew it and do it. And we've got a special deal for our listeners. You can try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code NUTS at checkout. Just pay $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code NUTS to receive your first month free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Thank you.
Just like that. Oh, almost lost it on that one.
Okay. That was a good one. That was a good one. Where do we go from here is the question.
That's a question.
What do I want to talk about? Let's see. Okay, so we'll come to the Tyson Jake Paul thing in a minute.
Okay.
Because there's been some shit. But I was reading this thing about Ronda Rousey says she doesn't go to UFC events because she doesn't feel welcome at the events. And she says that I gave them everything I had and it wasn't enough. But that's why a lot of people don't give everything that they have, because they don't want to face it if it wasn't enough. I realized it was enough for me, but not enough for people on the outside. But really, it really wasn't for them. It was for her, she says. It's for her. But it wasn't enough. What the fuck is she talking about? I don't know what's happening.
Got a fucking mental health issue.
Brain damage.
And here's a person who is so used to being the hammer and can't handle that she was the nail. And now she's the victim and not the fucking bully. And wonder why everyone fucking hates her guts. Because you had no fucking sportsmanship out there. That was my biggest problem. Like, yeah, I get you can fucking hate a person. I'm just thinking about like her and Misha Tate on the show, like how cunty she was to her. And then after the fight, like Misha sticks her hand out and she can't even shake her hand. Like, my shit doesn't stink and you're below me and I'll treat everybody like that. So what the fuck do you expect? Like, how the fuck do you expect people to treat you? People treat you how you treat them. So what would you expect the fans to do? Boo the fucking shit out of you.
Right. I mean,
like, that's part of the business. Like, you chose the path. You were not a nice person.
No.
So it's like you reap what you sow. You wear your overalls when you sow them.
You sow what you reap.
That's right.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I don't know if she'll ever get, because I think even Cyborg threw a dig at her too. She's like, I gave it all for the fans. And she's like, well, you didn't give them this fight. You didn't give them all.
Burn.
Because she talked mad shit on the Cyborg, but then yet again, never fought her. She frustrates the shit out of me. I just, it's just so crazy to see how she left the sport.
Yep.
And just walked away and just like, I'm too fucking good. I didn't lose and whatever excuses.
Yes.
She couldn't even have a conversation for years. Now when she's done with everything, now we want to come back and try to reintegrate when it's too late. She's the one who walked away. When you look at how all these other people handle a loss, like people that have been undefeated and take a loss, and they're like, hey, wasn't my night tonight. Fucking loss takes a lot of pressure off me, so I don't have to worry about being undefeated anymore. So
I feel like maybe she's doing it because people don't remember clearly, so she can make up narratives, because it's been fucking forever.
Yeah,
so she can just make shit up and she can believe it, like as if it actually happened.
Yeah,
maybe it did happen, we just don't remember. Maybe she's the sane one, we're crazy. Is that possible?
It's possible. I believe that.
Mm-hmm.
So yep. Let's see what else is going on. Oh, well, let's talk a little Conor McGregor.
Oh, boy.
There's a couple things with him. So I don't know when he laid this out. So here's his plans for 2024. So he says, I think he did an interview with MMA Fighting. He was talking. He said June 2nd, Mexican Independence Day, and then December, three bouts this year. I love the Nate Diaz trilogy for Mexican Independence Day. I've said that publicly. There was water put on it almost instantly, but who knows? Diaz and Masvidal are fighting in a boxing bout. So I'm looking for other opponents. I'm looking for opponents. So how is he going to get three fights in this year?
not in MMA. Maybe there's a boxing match and a jiu-jitsu match mixed in there. I don't know. No
like
chance.
Ronda Rousey world here.
Delusional.
Yeah.
I think he's on all the drugs and he doesn't know which way's up. That's my thought.
That could be. Did you see him training? Like, I have some training footage. Let's turn this volume down. Holy fuck balls. He's something. What is going on here? Like, Google Chrome would like to access the microphone.
Let it happen, Matt.
So he's out. hanging out. This is how he trains now.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, boobies? I like boobies.
He's all about the watches. What a lifestyle.
Yeah.
And the boobies. The boobies and the watches.
So, yeah, for the guy who said he's not going to drink or whatever, I don't know. I don't give a shit. I think he should be running off the rails like a crazy man. That's him. That's John mm-hmm. Jones, right?
Absolutely.
So we'll see. I forgot what fucking card that is. Is that 303 that he's fighting on?
Three or four? Four? Three.
I got a poster here. I'll do one more because it's Conor McGregor. So okay. This is what we were talking about, posters and fan made. Here you go. So this is Dos Brack. He did like a throwback 1990s poster.
That's pretty cool. I like it.
I dig that. I put that on my wall. This is what I'm talking about. When the UFC should look at hiring fans and people with some skills versus their blank bullshit, I'd much rather see this.
Yeah.
And put this on my wall than their standard.
You should just do a contest where like people can submit their artwork, and if yours gets picked, you get paid, you get some money or something. That'd be cool. Yeah.
And then that way you can solicit so many awesome different designs versus whatever stock person is stock photo. I mean, there's no creativity anymore. It's just churn and burn. What else is going on?
Well, over the weekend, Uriah Faber, was headlining A1 Combat. And I don't know if you saw this. I'm going to try to share a little sound if I can, because I think there's no music. But so Jeff Glover, very well decorated jiu-jitsu guy. So here's Faber at the top.
Yeah. This is a sort of a friendly match, but he's very much going for it. He might be in business here, trying to wrap it up.
He definitely is.
He freaking taps him out.
Yeah. Well, I saw some other highlights from that, and he was like, they allow palm strikes, and basically, yeah. I think he palm striked him in the submission, and then that's how he was able to lock up the choke.
Oh,
because if you're,
I wasn't going to tell him that.
If you're grappling just a guy who's used to jiu-jitsu versus a guy that's grappling and used to MMA, he can take the hits, and then you start hitting the jiu-jitsu guy, and they're like, what the fuck? And he's a little loopy. And then you sink that shit in. Sure, but it's did. Cool.
Here, I found some video if you want to see it. If only my Zoom would share. Here it is.
Open Elias Anderson down in Cancun, trying to cut up.
Yeah, he does like a jumping palm strike to the ground.
He's like hitting him, yeah. And there's more of these, I guess you can find if you look them up. But yeah, he's like smacking him the whole time.
Yeah. So I like it. And I think afterwards he was talking about he wanted to get together with Eddie Bravo and work on some different rule sets. And like, hey, if you want to keep grappling, I think that's great for the older guys. Because, I mean, well, how much damage are you going to do with a palm strike? Or how much damage are you taking with a palm strike? You know, probably not that much. There's still some.
Depends who's delivering it. Boss Rudin's pretty good
exactly.
at those.
He is like fucking you up, man.
You with that.
Yeah, so, I mean, it could be another way for some guys to extend their career without having to go to Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Mm-hmm. You know, do some grappling. I wouldn't mind some grappling matches. I saw someone posted The Rock. He's filming that Mark Kerr documentary.
Yeah.
And they've got some pictures to show him. Like, that's pretty crazy with The Rock on the left, Kerr on the right.
I have a question. How are they doing this? Is this makeup on The Rock or is it AI on his face?
Makeup on The Rock.
Wow. That is pretty.
Pretty fucking spooky. And I think you just throw some hair on him. And it looks, you know, get rid of the hair. But crazy that they can get him to look that much like the guy, you know?
That is pretty wild. I'm like confused.
Mm-hmm. Strangely, I have an erection.
Not that confused.
Questioning my sexuality as we speak. What else is going on?
Paige Van Zandt over the weekend fought Elle Brooke, the TikTok star, in a boxing match, right?
Yes.
So here, let me see if I can fast forward this so you can see the percussion. So she got dropped pretty solid in that fight. And it didn't go so well for her, really.
So yeah,
she took that pretty hard. I mean, it ended in a controversial draw. I wasn't able to watch the whole thing, so I'm not exactly 100%. Do you know what happened exactly?
Going to show like this other highlight. Okay. This is what I thought was the most substantial highlight of the fucking whole fight thing.
This is pretty good.
Yeah. So they had their face off. This is like their weigh-in and face-off, and Paige came out dressed as like a 80s rock star or an 80s workout lady, and nice. Elle came out as Elle.
I mean, why would she come out as anything else? Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, and how about the fucking tattoo on Paige's back? Jesus. I didn't know she got all tatted up.
Big ass dragon or something.
Yeah, but I think I almost want to say that they did this. I'm not going to say they did it on purpose, but it's kind of curious because it sets up a rematch. They both want to fight each other. And I think they also want to do some kind of OnlyFans collaboration.
Oh boy. That'll probably get some.
I don't know anything, but I read threads on certain websites. And let me just say, these ladies like putting things in places. That's all I can say about that.
Like in their pocket?
Yeah, usually. Like if you like have a dress, and sometimes these dresses have pockets.
Like corner pocket?
Yeah. Eight ball in the corner pocket? Something like that. I saw, you know, PFL just released Gegard Mousasi.
What?
So, yeah, I think he's going to end up suing them. So he was saying that they were trying to get him to take a pay cut because PFL bought Bellator and he's a Bellator fighter. So they got all the Bellator contracts and they didn't want to pay him what he was worth and what he was contracted to make. So then they just stopped talking to him.
Wow. They iced him out.
Yeah. And then they finally just cut him. I'm like, what? Cause they didn't want to fucking pay him. Like all these Bellator fighters are having issues now because Cyborg is also having this issue where they won't schedule a fight for her because she makes too much fucking money, which is bullshit. Because if you have a contract, you are supposed to give them X amount of fights. At least if it was like the UFC contracts, you get supposed to be offered X amount of fights a year. You take it or not, but I have a problem with just cutting someone because you don't like what they're making. Like you're the one who bought this other company. You should have to fucking honor these contracts. So, I mean, it seems like PFL will lose a lawsuit. I don't know what the verbiage is in there, but if they did it to him, I would imagine they're going to do it to Cyborg and anybody else that was making like a fuck ton of money. But
yeah,
a fucking shitty way to treat legends in the sport. Like come in and buy them out. Because think about when the UFC did that. Pretty much everyone came in. Like any orgs they bought, like if you look at Pride, Strikeforce, what's the other one, the smaller one? I already forget. No. The blue octagon, WEC.
WEC, yes.
Thank you.
Damn, I'm like, fuck, this is.
I'm like fucking like 30 years ago, you know.
Can I get multiple choice? I'm too old.
Phone a friend.
Short answer questions. No good.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll see how that one plays out. I hope that works out for Gegard because, again, now you don't have many options. If the PFL let you go, you can't fight in Bellator, can't fight in PFL, so you have UFC and one championship.
Bare knuckle in boxing.
Bare knuckle? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's tough. What else is going on?
Let me see. What do I have? Well, Mike Tyson had a little health scare. I don't know if you saw this recently. Here's a picture of him coming out of the hospital. TMZ. Thanks, TMZ. Had some sort of health issue, apparently, and had to go in. Had a little oil check or something.
Yeah.
And then he was fine. But he's fighting in 2 months. So
yeah, I heard more details about it. He had an ulcer. It was complications from an ulcer.
Ah, okay.
Or at least that's what they're telling us.
Sounds
they said he was nauseous and dizzy and lightheaded. So I think they wheeled him out and said, oh, it's just he's got a fucking ulcer. No big deal.
That can happen.
It's not overtraining. He's not having heart issues from all the juice he's pumping through his fucking veins.
Short circuited for a second. No, no problem. Just reboot him.
Yeah. Turn him off, turn him on. So I know like the UFC just settled all their antitrust lawsuits, monopoly, whatever was going on. Mm-hmm. But apparently the NCAA had some shit go down and they settled some stuff. So I want to read you this so you can kind of get an understanding from like, I guess you can call that one league to another because we're talking college athletes and shit. So it says the NCAA and the Power Five has settled three federal antitrust cases. So the NCAA will pay $2.7 billion to past and current athletes.
Oh.
And then there's a new $20 million per year revenue sharing agreement. And then athletes can no longer sue the NCAA for other antitrust violations. I'm trying to find, they said, where it calculates out. It says a series of formulas devised by a sports economist, you heard me, economist, will be used to decide how to split the $2.7 billion in damages. Some of the money will be split evenly among all members, but it'll be largely be allocated based on the athlete's market value, which is determined by career snap count, player's star rating and recruiting. And it's saying athletes going back to 2016 are eligible. And then the revenue sharing starts fall of 2025. So all college athletes can be paid directly by their university. And the total amount is expected to be around $20 million per year, which is 22% of the average Power Five schools. And this is, they're talking about like media rights, sponsorship, ticket sales, all that kind of shit.
God, this is a huge market. I had no idea it was this
big.
It's
insane. Yeah, I'm just trying to scan through, but I think that's the big issue or the big thing. So it's the $2.7 billion. Past and current, $20 million a year revenue sharing, and then no one else can sue them. So then you look over at the UFC and whatever the fuck they settled for, it was like, what, $500 million? And
something like that, yeah.
The lawyers are taking a straight third of that. So like the fighters are going to split like $200 million or less than that.
Yeah. Well, and you got to think too, more. NCAA, there's way more athletes too. So how do they split all
yeah,
that?
Yeah,
you know
right.
What I mean? UFC sure. has what, 400 or 500 people on their roster?
Yeah, I mean, that lawsuit, I think it was 1,000 to 1,200 total because you're talking past a certain date. So I don't know. I just think back to, I think the UFC got off light and the fighters should have fucking squeezed them more because look at this. Like this is, you're right. There are a lot of people, but it's still a lot of money to dole out.
A ton of money. Yeah.
And then to get that revenue sharing going forward.
Absolutely.
Can UFC get that? Can we get the fighters? Can they get their, besides getting like $72,000 or what was it for Mighty Mouse being on the cover of the EA UFC game and being in three or four iterations of it, it was $72,500 and he's super happy. Are you fucking kidding me, man? If there's only so many fighters in the game, you should be making way more. I don't know. It's disgusting, but anyway. What else is going on?
Well, speaking of disgusting, I got a new training method for you here. Check it out. What do you consider this? This is like the ultimate in training.
I'm not going to be using my fists to hit that.
Surprisingly.
And I don't like it. It's Bob either. You got to put a different head on that fucker.
It's got to be a female, right?
Yeah. That ain't right.
It just looks weird. It's like the guy from Fight Club.
Yeah. Meatloaf.
Yes. And just while I'm on the subject, I got to show you this real fast because I brought this up a couple weeks ago. Here's another one. I've been really into this midget versus normal person wrestling situation.
Sure.
Because they keep doing this kind of stuff.
Yeah, right. Oh.
It's my favorite. One more time.
He's like a fucking cannonball. He just got projectile vomited.
Like, how does he not break his back? That's my question.
They're durable, man. They're very strong. Let's see what else is happening. Oh, you know how we see all these weird face-offs? And I think we've seen something similar, and I always assume this is Russia. So now they're putting a fence between the fighters while they're, like, yip-yapping at each other.
Oh, nice.
But, again, I don't know what kind of fence this is because it's not, like, bolted into the floor. So that guy kicks it, and the fence hits the other guy. Like, what are we doing here?
Now we can assault each other with a fence.
Right. Let's just pick him up and hit him with it. And he just put his hand right through it.
What a bunch of idiots.
Yeah, we're not dogs. They're not fucking caged animals. Or are they? I don't know.
They might be. I mean, they're, you know.
True.
We could probably talk all the shit we want about those guys. They're never coming out.
Yeah, I gotta find us. You're another country, motherfucker. Oh, we're pretty safe. And I know we've seen all these weird jiu-jitsu leagues, right? Remember the car jitsu and whatever jitsu. Here's the new one. Here's the newest.
Refrigerator.
This comes from Mike Swick. This is out in Thailand, I think at the AKA out there. Here you go. Underwater jiu-jitsu.
What?
Yeah. I think he's just fucking around. I think they're just saying, we got a pool. Come train.
Yeah. That would be very dangerous.
Yeah, people are going to die. People are going to die. And there was no ref. I saw no ref.
Not cool. I got KOs left. So.
Yeah, go ahead. Run it.
Okay, so I got a few. So I got Greg Hardy fought over the weekend. Mm-hmm. And
let me guess. He knocks someone the fuck out like usual.
Should I? Hang on. I want to share some with this.
Sure.
Because it's fun. But anyways, Hardy's against the ropes here. And one more time.
Oof. Oh, poor guy. So the amount of brain damage that guy's getting. Oof.
Yeah. Can't share sound on this one, but here we go. Here's a little one of these. Little inside elbow. I can't remember if we saw this. It looks familiar. Maybe you showed it to me, but I just thought.
No, I haven't seen this one, but we've seen similar.
That's a nasty elbow, and he's down for the count.
Oh, whenever you go face down, that's never good.
That's never good. And then I got one more. This one's particularly brutal. They had to stretcher this dude out after because, that's not good. What happened? Oh, okay. Pop-up ad. Weird website. Here we go. They had to stretcher old boy out after this one. So I fast-forwarded to you to the action. Here they are.
Please.
Guy in white shorts gets absolutely starched by an inside elbow. Are they going to show the replay here? Hopefully quickly, sooner than... Guy looks like... what's the guy from Mortal Kombat? Kung Lee? No.
Liu Kang?
Liu Kang, that's it. Here, watch. Here's a replay. Just got him with the inside shot. Done. Dunzo.
It's like a phantom shot. He's dead.
Here's a different angle. So, killed him. Left. It was the left.
Yeah. That's bad. I don't have any KOs. What do you got for knowledge?
All right. So I saw this movie With randomly last night, I wasn't feeling well, and we put this movie on Netflix. Came out a few weeks ago. It's called Unfrosted. I don't know if you saw this.
No.
It's got like every comedian in that you could ever. Your boy Sebastian Maniscalco's even in this fucking movie.
So, that's what I heard. Like, it's fucking, like, it's he's like, everywhere. Goddamn.
I'm like, well, what the hell? He's in this movie. And so it's a movie about the Kellogg and Post like battle from those companies, when the cereal companies, and like, I don't know how much of it's true and how much of it's not true. Some of it's true because they are from the same town and shit. But it's really funny and entertaining. So if you were a cereal kid growing up and you ate, they reference all these weird funny things about cereals. It's I think it's made up, but they like, you know, you get to see like how the cereal is made. It's part of this big story.
Is this a cartoon?
No, it's a normal movie. It's not a documentary or anything. I think it's one of those, like, they made a movie that was funny about something that kind of happened the way they said, but not really exactly. So it's funny. It's good. You can probably anybody can watch it. Maybe like 8 or older, I would say. Fun for the whole family.
Everyone will get in on the action.
Yes.
Who doesn't like cereals?
Jerry Seinfeld's in it, you know.
Yes. Pop Tarts. Whatever.
Yeah. Oh, the invention of the Pop Tart. Yes. Yeah. It's part of it. Do you remember when he had one of those for the first time ever?
Pop Tart?
I was just remembering. Yeah.
They're good. I've. Would eat them fucking untoasted too.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're a psychopath. Like, you don't have time to wait for it to toast, and you just like, fuck it, man.
I'm going for it.
Take a frosted strawberry all day, all night. It's hard to find a good gluten-free one though. And they don't make frosted ones. You get these weird fucking Dorco regular, doesn't taste good kind of thing. So is what it is.
Yeah.
I'll share this with you. It's a little thing I found on the way out. It's like, read that part again where she burns her whore mouth on my porridge. I like that.
That's pretty good. Oh, boy.
Fucking, yep. Bears, Goldilocks, you know. Stuff like that. Let's shut down.
All right. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigold.
Mac Riven, thanks for playing.